it back to the biggest news of the day. I mean, the biggest news of the day. The Kardashians are going bye-bye in the car, like for realsies, or at least when it comes to keeping up with the Kardashians. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
So this all broke yesterday afternoon, right after our show.
Yeah.
The news that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is going bye-bye.
So they put out a statement. Actually, Kim put out a statement, and she did like one of those like pictures that's like a bunch of words, because that's what you do. You like take a picture of your words instead of like typing out the words. I don't know. Anyway. And long story short, after 14 years, 20 seasons, hundreds of episodes, and numerous spinoff shows, they're beyond grateful, but they're going bye-bye. So apparently the last season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, as many of you have already heard, will end early next year in 2021. So very swiftly, I would say. Which, and Colleen, the reason I thought it was important for us to talk about this again is that you weren't here at the top of the show, because we need to talk about what this really means. Because any time a Kardashian or Jenner tells us something, I'm always a little like, what?
Right.
What's really going on? Because something tells me you don't walk away with. And for those of you who don't know, the last time they signed a deal, it was 2017. Mm-hmm. They did a five-year deal. So through 2022, I'm not sure how they finagled their way out of the tail end of that contract. Put a pin in that. That contract in 2017 reportedly was for like $150 million, mm-hmm. which means they got roughly about $30 million an episode. Put a pin in that. A lot of pins.
Oh my gosh,
here.
I have so many pins. I'm running out.
Something tells me, despite the fact that they seem to be able to like doo-doo money left and right, each of them with their own business ventures, I don't feel like you walk away from $100+ million in revenue just like, it's been fun, guys, but we're out. Peace.
I don't feel like they did. I feel like this is an arrangement with E, that E, I think E probably canceled them, but in order to stay in their good graces, because E has made some good money in the past off of them, probably said, we'll make it sound like this was on your terms.
That's very possible.
That's honestly what my first read of this was like, because we've known that their ratings have been dropping, like, I don't know, something that drops very fast. Yeah,
well, I don't think it's been like crazy bad. Again, time will tell, but I think at the very least, it wouldn't surprise me if they, that is Kris Jenner, were playing hardball. Because if you think about this moment right now, facing COVID and the industry dealing with that reality, if you're trying to renegotiate your contract in this moment, it's ease to win, or I should say it's ease to lose, meaning E has the upper hand. And if you and Kris Jenner go in, or if you, by you, I mean E, if E walks into a room with Kris Jenner in this moment, E has the upper hand.
Right.
Because of the industry the way it is, they can be like, it's rough out here, man. Mm-hmm. We're just not going to have the same revenue, you know, for the next 5 years. So we're not going to be able to do, you know, I know you, because the last time she wanted $300 million, she got $150 million. Mm-hmm. She goes in there and asks for $300 million again. They're going to be like, we just can't. I don't even think we can do $150 this time. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't be surprised if another option is that perhaps she thinks she can get a better deal somewhere else. And specifically, look around. Holly made this point at the beginning of the show today. Television, it was a very different thing 14 years ago when the Kardashians came out. Mm-hmm. And they made a huge deal with like the money printing monolith that was cable television. Mm-hmm. Cable television is like a whisper of its former self.
Right, right.
And so it's possible that perhaps they think they could jump ship in this moment. And get a better deal with, I don't know, have you seen what Harry and Meghan are getting?
Oh, yeah.
At other streaming services?
What is interesting is I actually wonder if it's not a little bit of a combo platter, because you'll remember also E dropped one of their main flagship e-news is like Gonzi's. So there's something to, there's like, to me, there's probably more than one thing happening simultaneously. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the Kardashians don't pop up somewhere online or who knows where. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't take their show on the road and maybe breathe a little bit new life into it. But I also wonder if we're not going to see something happen over at E! Soon, too, where they're going to do some sort of rebrand or something like that. Because I think everybody is affected by what we're all going through right now. And so E! Very well may be losing money, and this is an expensive show to produce. And because they're expensive, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Kardashians have seen, like, they print their own money, allegedly. And actually, they might actually print their own money. I'm just saying, it doesn't seem like everything's always on the up and up over there. But I wonder if there's not, like, there's no question that there's so much more to the story than what we're getting in a statement from them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And but my point is simply that I don't think to take them at face value makes any sense at this point, which means that at some point you're going to see something else.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think the Kardashians are leaving television just because they're like, it's been 14 years, it's great, but I think we're just going to go do it. Because I think most people have this reaction, one of two things. They react by saying, like, ding dong, the witch is dead. Finally, go away, Kardashians, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an oversimplification, an overly simplistic reaction. You know, because people just think they don't like the Kardashians. It's like, well, do you think that they make money in a vacuum? No, people love the Kardashians. They love to hate the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. It is all a part of the world we live in. And they're not going away anytime soon, evidenced by the fact that they continue to make money hand over fist in their own business ventures. That said, I think there are also people who react to this news by saying, like, oh, well, you know, they've been doing it for a long time. They're probably tired and they're doing some stuff. You don't walk away from, it's like celebrities don't walk away from Hollywood, even when it makes total sense to people like you or me.
Right.
That, like, you and I are like, oh, if I made $20 million, bye, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy me a cabin and I'm going to sit on my lake and do the things. But when you get to the level of a Kardashian, you don't walk away from that.
No, and they're not. And there's no question. I mean, people are commenting on this announcement like, good, nobody cares. Fine, have fun. Bye. They're not going away.
Yeah,
we're not rid of the Absolutely. Kardashians. They're still going to find different ways for us to have to keep up with them. When they first started the show, they were just the show. Now they have, like, diversified in such a way that they are still going to be making their fat stacks and they'll still be all up in your face. Don't worry about it.
But I will say they do need, like, another reason why I don't think TV is going away anytime soon for them. And it may not be keeping up with the Kardashians. It may be, you know, like keeping up with Chris or something. You need people to see you constantly in order to make the money doing the other mm-hmm. things. Like mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian's Skims wear is not in and of itself going to be an independent, successful business venture.
Right.
Like, yes, everybody knows what a Kim Kardashian is, but after 5 years, if nobody's talking about you, is anybody buying your stuff?
Right.
Which means I just don't feel like you walk away from this thing over here, which gives you free. It's basically marketing. It's free advertising. It's not free. It is free because they're paying you. Free advertising for all your other business ventures.
Right. All their things are successful because they are who they are.
It's why people go on The Bachelor and get treated like dirt and get paid no money, because it's free advertising for whatever business venture they're planning post mm-hmm. Bachelor after they've gotten all of that free exposure.
Yeah, it's the leg up.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got a mystery to solve. This one is a Britney mystery. We'll talk about it. We'll get the Cobra Gang together after this on My Talk 107.1.